Craters of the Moon will celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission this weekend. Tess Goodwin explains how the celebration will also highlight the long relationship between NASA and this unique national monument.
Beautiful view. Is that something? I'm nervous inside,
Anya. About a month after the Apollo 11 moon landing, astronauts traveled to Craters of the Moon National Monument to prepare for the next lunar expedition. Since then, the site has served as an important research hub for astronauts and scientists alike who study rock formations and lava flows. Ted Stout is a park ranger at the monument. He says the research has now shifted focus away from the moon to NASA's next frontier, Mars.
We've had teams of researchers out here as recently as last year. The reason why they're here is because Craters of the Moon is just a really great analog, not only for the lunar surface, but also for Mars.
While scientists are looking toward the future, the monument is celebrating the past when it hosts Moonfest tomorrow. The festival will include a talk from a former astronaut, STEM activities for kids, and live music. Stout expects things to fill up quickly, so dust off your moon boots, as crowded parking could mean taking one small step from the car, but one giant leap towards a good time. Tess Goodwin, Boise State Public Radio News.